Mishnah says in Daf Ein Vav Beis that if a person says there is a gita chim l'basim mikana yud beis chodesh, this is your get if I don't come from now till yud beis chodesh and meis b'sach yud beis chodesh in a get, and he died within 12 months. It's not a get because the get is only chal la'acher misa. But the Gemara says that the Rabbi Seinu held that it is a get because we say zmanos shoshtar mechiach alav, and it's as if he said me'achshav, and therefore in such a case it would be a good get. But the Gemara has a shaila: what exactly is the din? When is the get chal? The Gemara says that mibayluhu is that is she mutter right away? Is she only mutter l'acher yud beis chodesh? What's the shaila? Do we say la'alta shari suwa da lo yasi? L'maisa, he didn't come. He's not here. He didn't come. He's dead. He's never going to come. So maybe he can be mutter right away. We know that he'll never come. Or dom l'acher yud beis chodesh. So maybe she's only mutter after yud beis chodesh. Do I come tonight? That's only when the tonight is makun b'payel, when he actually, we know for sure that he didn't come. But beforehand, maybe we will not be mutter her. So Taisus has a kasha, another Rishonim as well. He says, what's very difficult to understand? What would be the tzad that she's not mutter miyad? He says, if he died right away, if he died, then obviously he's not coming back. He's not coming back. It's vade mekuyim im loy basi. So what's the tzad? What's where in the world is there to say that she's not mutter b'shas misa, that she would have to wait to yibis chadash? We know that he's never going to come. Taisus says one teretz Rishonim say different terutzim, but the Achenim Mitzayim, the Yushami over here, the Yushami says a pelteket teretz. Yushami says that the problem is with chayshish, maybe a nes will happen and he'll come back to life. Maybe there'll be some tchias amesin, he'll come back to life. Mimela, the tanai will be mekuyim, and for that reason you have to wait till yud beis chayshish. Now the Achenim esekash and Yushami, the Karbonet and others, that lefi the Yushami, it's a pala. How you ever matter an isha who whose husband died has any almana mutter to go ahead and get married? Maybe the husband will come back to life. If you're cheshish from Ma'is Nisim, maybe he'll come back to life. He'll be alive, and then the hetter will go away. She's no longer an almana, and mimela she'll be an eshesish. So the chayish should be aser for any almana to get married if you're cheshish for this Ma'is Nisim, the time of the Yerusham. I was thinking that lechayir could answer very simply. That the pshat is like this: by almana, it's not a kasha, because what's matter in almana linase, the Gemara says in kedushin that begin was exesikasa that misa is matter. It's the maisa misa which is matter. The fact that her husband died is payla chaleis hatter. Now she's mitaris l'shuk because he died. It's not the lack of him being here which is the hatter. It's the fact that a misa happened to him. So once a misa happened, she's mitaris la'ilam. There's no problem. Even if a nes happens and he comes back, a maisa misa happened, and she's mataris l'shuk. There's no issue, so we don't care if he comes back. Once the misa happened, she's mataris. Even if a nes happens and he's chayzer l'chaim, that heter of the misa is not going to go back. Mashenkin over here, where it's not a heter misa, over here it's a shaila of a tanai and a get. The tanai is, it should only be get if I don't come back. If he does come back, then the maisa of tanai is not mekuyim. Even though he was dead and then he came back to life, l'maisa, if he does come back, there's no imloy basi, he was ba. That's why we're chayshish from Ma'is Nisim, that he might come back and we'll be again. Mashenki by Amana, where the Ma'is Misa is what's piled the Chalei Sater, even if he's talking Chayzel Chayim, Adei Nes, it's not going to affect the Heter, and that's why every Amana would be Mutter Linasi.